as time moved on, I've acquired more readings on the structure, on how exactly revelation was given to us, not from different sources that were teaching their view of it, but from direct sources, because it was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who said, "Ana madinatul ilm wa aliyun babuha." He said that he was the city of knowledge and Ali was the door. I had been searching for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and found him. And at the same time, I found his family. I did not even know much about them. You see, when I came to Minneapolis, there was no emphasis that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a family man. We were told that he had wives, but we were not told that he had a family structure. And it would make sense, because a prophet was sent to guide a people. And these people are men and women and children. And so therefore, he came to relieve all of the families of the falsehoods. Allah sent the Quran via the angel Jibril alayhi salam to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he taught this to us, particularly through his cousin and son-in-law Ali alayhi salam. And in my quest for truth, I have found that most of the remedies, for the nations of the world today rely upon divine guidance. Divine guidance can't be someone who decides that they want to read and then decide that they want to preach. Divine guidance has to be given to us from God, from someone appointed, like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this guidance is not to ever leave the face of this planet Earth, or the universe for that matter, until the last day, until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that guidance was taught to us through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his holy household. When I came to Minnesota, I did not expect to learn this much more about Al-Islam. I was coming here to better my life and financial areas. I already felt my own spiritual connection with the Creator. At the same time, I was blessed to learn more than I have expected to learn. Learning the Quran was the key to it all, and sincerely learning for truth and guidance, and not just learning how to read the Arabic, but to understand what we're reading. There are a lot of us in the world who can read Quran from different nations, but our other mother languages from our indigenous countries, we have not learned how to learn the vocabulary or use the correct vocabulary, so that when we are reading the Quran simultaneously at the same time while we are reading, we understand what it is that we are reading. And then we have to go and ask questions, because we're on a quest for truth. And we find these questions in ones who are more knowledgeable. I myself, I taqlid or emulate Ayatollah Fadlullah, as well as I learn from other scholars who are just as important. And they all, on the basis of the fatwa, remain the same on the same issues. A fatwa is a juristic ruling, and that helps us to be able to do the things correctly, you know, how to transaction with the bank, so that we don't play riba, which which is riba. How do we say riba in English? Interest. We don't want to collect interest. And we don't want anyone to charge us interest. And so, and it's not because this is something we want, because we follow the Quran, we believe in the Quran, and we believe the word that God has sent his Quran in, and so therefore we are happy to not follow the interest. We are happy to not charge the interest. And so, in closing, I would like to state that when we are in search for truth, we find the truth from many different sources, but there's only one, the truth, and the truth is God. His name is Allah. He is the master and the creator of all. It's not an Arabic name. That is his name. There is an English name for Allah. There is a Spanish name for Allah. There is a Greek name for Allah. But that Allah is his name. And in doing so, we would know that there is only one, and not two or three, and that we should follow the truth, who is Allah. And in doing so, inshallah, we will come closer to him so we may enter his paradise. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.